where a lawsuit was filed that claims a young man was deported in Calexico despite being a DACA recipient. He is believed to be the first so-called dreamer to be deported under the Trump administration. The Department of Homeland Security says Juan Manuel Montes had expired legal protections. Joining us to discuss the case is Karen Tumlin, legal director of the National Immigrant Law Center, which brought the suit. Good morning, Karen.
Thanks so much for having me, John.
Based on the reports I read, he didn't have his identification papers when he was approached by immigration custom enforcement officers. Is that true? And do we know why he was approached in the first place?
We don't know why he was approached in the first place. He was just walking, you know, to a taxi stand so that he could get home one night where he lived. He did not have all his paperwork on him at the time he was approached. But, of course, the paperwork that Juan has to show that he was authorized to be in the United States and to work here was issued by the very federal officials who deported him.
Another thing that was surprising to me was the fact that he was dropped off in Mexicali. I heard that Immigration Customs Enforcement agents have really put a lot of pressure on some people to essentially, quote-unquote,
right,
self-deport. And I'm wondering if that was the case here.
What Juan Manuel has said is he was told by the agents that he had to sign paperwork, paperwork he was not given a chance to read, he was not given a copy of. That is the quintessential hallmark of coercion, and it is the opposite of due process that the law requires. Moreover, for over a month since we've been representing him, we can't get access to those papers.
Finally, the Department of Homeland Security says that your client's DACA status had expired. How do you respond to that?
Sure. And again, this is outlined in the lawsuit. The government's own document shows that his DACA status and permission to work was valid all the way till 2018. So we think the government has some serious questions to answer.
Karen, I want to thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Of course. Thank you, John.